Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Trey Essex joins us now, one of our favorites for our Tuesday segment. Trey, how we doing this morning, buddy?
Fantastic, fellas. We're back on schedule now, man.
Trey, you beat the Penn State Nittany Lions. We didn't get to talk about it. How about that?
I don't know if y'all can see me. I got all my Northwestern gear on, man.
Yeah, you're representing.
I'm repping, you know. Hey, we went to Happy Valley, made it Sad Valley for a weekend. It was very sad, ended up being.
You guys got James Franklin fired.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I know. To the joy of many people, apparently. I don't think it was deserved, but we were the straw that broke the camel's back. We'll take pride in that. We don't get to take pride in much, so we'll do that.
5-2.
Yeah.
The Northwestern Wildcats.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they control their own fate to get to the Big Ten championship game, Trey. I don't know if that's true or not, but it sounds right.
Up the brakes a little bit. Yeah. Let's be realistic.
Don't want to put the cart before the horse. All right, Trey, we'll start 30,000 feet here, and we'll narrow in on some stuff. So the Steelers, obviously, they lose to the Bengals 33-21, and we know Tomlin's Steelers have struggled on the road in Thursday night AFC North games. Do you look at that then as an anomaly this game? It's a Thursday. You got some older guys on the defense, or because we've seen this defense now give up 30 points in half their games, is this kind of who they are?
I am going with the anomaly. When I saw that stat that said that it's not just the Steelers, but all the AFC North struggles on away games on Thursday night, it gave me a tinge of comfort. Still can't let them off the hook completely because of the type of mistakes that were being made, have been being made all season long to this point. But there were some silver linings, some big silver linings, actually, as I went back and watched the film. And there's some things they could build upon. So I'm a lean more anomaly and not just a trend. I think they can fix these things.
Trey, if you were defensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers, what would you have done different on Thursday night in coverage-wise in Jamar Chase? Jamar Chase, what, 16 catches? Wide open a bunch of times. If you were D coordinator, yeah. How would you have approached that game and called your defense during that game?
Honestly, I don't know if it was much scheme as it was communication. And that seemed to be a big issue with the team this year. These guys are running wide open because somebody is missing an assignment. Like there are huge zones and huge voids happening. We saw it in the Minnesota game in the fourth quarter with Jordan Addison down the sideline. And if it wasn't for Peyton Wilson, we would be having a different record right now, to be honest. And so it's been communication. It was that way versus the Jets. And they got to clean that up. I don't think there's a coverage. If I had one gripe, they were trying so many different coverages that I think they weren't sure what they were going to do from play to play. They couldn't get consistent and get into a rhythm of what kind of attack. They were reacting to everything. And so you got to go in there with a game plan and stick to it. Whether you lose or win, you can just hang your hat on saying that you execute that game plan, but you can't flip flop as much as I think Austin did in that game.
Trey, did you ever tackle Ben Roethlisberger?
No, never. I held him up. I picked him up, but that was a full-fledged tackle. I read that article this morning. I guess you guys talked to Broderick recently. And, yeah, it's fun and games now until somebody tears a knee up, you know?
Exactly right.
That you know, you can laugh about it and joke, but that, I mean, you can't make light of that. He took him down pretty good. And this man is fresh, not fresh, but a year and a half, 2 years removed from a torn Achilles. So
can't be doing
you
that.
You had a clean sheet 3 weeks in a row, no sacks, and you want to do that? Like, come on, man.
Right. Well, so let's stick right there then, not with the tackle, but with how he and the offensive line have played. I mean, my God, Cincinnati's pass rush without Trey Hendrickson, it is as benign a pass rush as you're going to see in the NFL. They got no pressure seemingly all game long, but hey, you did what you were supposed to do. That's a step in the right direction, right, Trey? You like what you're seeing out of this offensive line.
Hey, you talked about, yeah, if you look at the other side of the ball, the offensive line was supposed to suck, and they balled out for the Bengals. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can't – I don't want to take away the credit from the offensive line and put it – and say that the defensive line for the Bengals just wasn't good. They did what they were supposed to do up front, and it was good to see because starting the year off to where they are now, it's almost an ocean's different because the tackles especially are playing really good ball right now. Troy on the right side is turning into a stud. He's progressively getting bigger. Mason, I think, is becoming that vocal leader. Zach is consistent. Isaac, the Wiley vet, is playing some good ball. And Broderick is picking it up. So across the line, you see good things happening. And it's a good and it's coming off a game against a very good defensive line in the Cleveland Browns where they didn't give up a sack either. Myles Garrett held to one tackle. And they held that offensive line without a sack. I mean, that defensive line without a sack. So you can't say that Cincinnati Bengals is bad. This offensive line is moving in the right direction, and they did good against the Bengals. That's all you can say.
Trey, do you think we need to see more out of T.J. Watt?
We need to see more out of more than T.J. Watt. I mean, you look at how much money is being given to four guys, five guys mainly. You got T.J., Cam, Alex, Patrick, and Jalen. And between the five of them, I think they didn't really make much of an impact on Bengals. It's not just all on TJ. It's on Jalen. It's on Cam. It's on Alex. It's on Patrick Queen. That's where the majority of this highest paid defense, that's where most of the money is coming from. And we need production from all five of those guys, plus the rest of the defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Trey Essex joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Trey hosts a podcast with Charlie Batch, another friend of the Fan Morning Show. It's the Snap Count Show. I never miss an episode. You should never miss an episode. So check that out wherever you get your podcast. Trey Herbig played 29 snaps. Alex Highsmith played 53. But it was their usage of Highsmith that kind of drove me nuts. Final drive, Herbig wasn't out there for a single snap, and you knew the Bengals had to throw. Do you agree with that usage? What should the snap count distribution be there, in your opinion?
Yeah, with the way Herbig's been playing, just on its face, that's not enough. Also, I believe Cole Holcomb was out there and not Peyton Wilson on that last drive. Yeah. And Cole Holcomb's that's not his forte, his coverage. When you know you got to pass, you put Peyton Wilson out there. So I was actually surprised 41 wasn't in there more. But Nick Herbig, all three of your best pass rushers need to be on the field when all they got to do is pass. It's just simply put. But it's kind of hard when you got to have Cam in there. Keanu Benton, obviously, he's a good pass rusher inside. But you have to be able to deploy those guys in some way. And that's on Austin. He has to find a way to get Herbig on the field more because he is an impact player. And especially in those situations, got to have him. Got to.
Trey, if you are playing offensive tackle this week, you're back at your natural spot. What would be your mindset going against Micah Parsons? And what makes Micah Parsons so good?
He is nonstop motor. He is strong. He's quick. Quick twitch, everything about him. And he doesn't just give you one pass rush move. It's funny because some guys predetermine what they're going to do. He kind of just does it as he goes. And that's kind of the toughest thing. You never know what you're going to get from him. And it's not just him. It's Rashawn Gary, too. I think they both have 5.5 sacks on the year. And but Micah, this past game against the Cardinals was probably one of the best defensive performances of the year. I think he had like 9 pressures by himself on top of the 3 sacks. So, no matter which tackle is blocking them, they're going to need help. We need Darnell Washington next to Troy because he seemed to got most of those pressures off the right tackle side. But they're both going to see both of them. And so we're going to need to see that heavy set this week again to kind of mitigate their pass rush. We're going to need to see Spencer Anderson in a lot. We're going to need to see Darnell Washington in a lot. I expected Spencer in that jumbo package to get at least 20 to 25 snaps this week. And you need to, because he is that good, and you don't want to make him that. You don't want him to have to take over the game. You got to be able to control him, and then that's how the offense is going to be able to have success.
Trey, I'm going to trust guys like you and Doran whenever it comes to the X's and O's and things of that nature. But my eyes told me, just watching this game, the Steelers' running attack has become more diverse. It seemed early in the season, I mean, they didn't get anything going, but they weren't diverse. And now the better they've run it the last couple of weeks, it seems to me the more that they're adding. Do you agree with that? And do you think that they can continue to evolve to be even a better running team?
Yes. Arthur Smith is throwing the sink out there. I love what we're doing from a scheme point. We have a bread and butter play. It's that toss, zone toss, which is that toss play, I hated for years when he would call it, especially when Najee, but we didn't block it the same way. Now with Spencer in there, with Darnell in there, we're doing the toss zone. But the trap plays, the tight ends pulling inside the line of scrimmage is giving the defense a different look. And the offensive line is coming off the ball. And the main thing is that the offensive line, there aren't a lot of mental errors happening. Every now and again, earlier this year, you would have one guy doing one thing, one guy doing another, somebody messing up. And all it takes is one O-lineman and one misassignment to mess up a play. But they're all on the same page, and that's why you're seeing this success that you're seeing. And Arthur is mixing it up, and I love it. But we just need to do it more. We can't have that 34-20 split, 34 passes, 20 runs, when we're having the success in the run game that we're having. I want Aaron to have 25 passes or less every game.
Trey, it's awesome analysis as always. It's always our pleasure to have you on. Check out Trey Essex and Charlie Batch on the Snap Count Show wherever you get your podcast. Thank you, Trey.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Thanks, Trey.
Go Wildcats.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.